Well, what do you think people like out who are listening right now, and Orange and myself, with you gone in particular, you off the air for a while, you read these things, you go out and you read the two books that you're talking about, the newspaper articles. What do you do from there? Because well, that's a lot. That's not enough to
but
stop
But that's
that.
Sort of a... But I get that question 100 times a day if I'm on the phone. Incidentally, there's... Oh, my God. Look at these pledges.
That's great.
Can you believe this? A letter from Pam. Pam sent in. Jim sent the station. Dave sent the station. I won't give the last names. April... And John and Judy, can you believe this?
Thank you so much.
That's
Thanks.
Real support,
can
May.
Can you really believe it?
It's wonderful.
That's support for you guys.
It's wonderful.
Well, it's
Isn't
support for you as well and all the fine
it's support
work you've
for
been
the
doing.
System. The I system was, of just, public radio where things can happen and nobody says where whether you're going to be on the air or not and the information is available.
Now,
it's support for that.
There are two factors, too. Like, if somebody comes to me and says, what can I do? I have to know who they are and whether they mean the question or if it's just redundant. There are tapes of everything I've done from, I've been on the air 17 years, but I've been making the tapes available here in Pacific Grove for the past 11 years. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody in Monterey now who also duplicates the tapes. There's two sources, and one has the master tape of everything from 1977, March 77, up through the present. And down L.A., they're ordering all the back tapes and they want to order them all, David Emery's tapes up north and my tapes. What they can do, everything that a person needs to know, I've had on the air week after week. And if people really wanted it, if the tapes are $5, I don't make a cent, never did, if they send in $5. And they sat down systematically, four people sat down and put five each in one night a week, invested an hour in listening one night a week and got together one night a week for a month and listened to them, then said, is this true or isn't this true? And my God, this is true. The only way you can handle it is if you understand it. And if you don't want to invest that time or that money, no. Oh, I can't believe this. My God, this must be some kind of record, isn't
That's
it?
That's great.
Have you had anything like this?
Nope. Nope.
Three more. Have you really?
Nope.
No.
This I've
is
been
a,
listening. Has anyone done this?
This is
no.
a first.
Leslie, Claire, Margaret. Can you? I'll read them all off at the end of the hour. I mean, I've only been on 35 minutes.
That's great.
Can you believe that?
That shows you the support for for you out there and for the kind
and
of work
you
that you're
guys,
doing.
Can you believe? I really thought. I didn't know, but I felt terrible because I thought that maybe people would say, well, if I can't hear it anymore, well, then, the station's going to have it. Yeah. But you all are going to get American Swastika, and you'll be very grateful to have it. And a lot of the people got in Banks We Trust, the penny mm-hmm. of the new book. But the thing is, you have to decide, what am I going to give up this week? And I'm going to listen to it and see, like with this kind of news that's flowing out, and I have another prize story of the week, I have a few more. This is what she said, and this is it, and we are victims, too. Are we going to be the last to know? Things like this, if people followed it every week, or if they didn't follow and they studied, they could alert Congressman Panetta. They mm-hmm. could alert the officials, the Federal Communications. The FBI can come in on it if we have more leads, because being a licensed broadcaster and being on the air 17 years, it's a federal crime. This person... It's mm-hmm. no comfort to Alan Berg to have his head blown off. It is a federal crime. But the people that did it did go to jail for the rest of their life and are never going to get out because you can't shoot a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things you can't do. It's different than the people in L.A. that work for the Christic Institute, or I think Danny Sheehan taking away his civil rights would mm-hmm. be a federal crime also.
Yeah.
But this is a federal crime. If we get more leads, then the FBI has to go into it. Mm-hmm. And the more people that get into it, the easier it is to get leads. But people have to invest. There isn't anything new. There's new things happening. But there isn't. If people invested in tapes and sat down and talked about it for what's going on in the past, then reading the papers in the present would make sense. Mm-hmm. But they have to be willing to do that.
And action would just flow from having that knowledge.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. You can't make a cure without a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous. And I keep saying, a dentist, if he sees a cavity, he could make you happy and just fill it up. But then you lose your tooth. It's not going to help you any. It may be more painful to have the cavity fixed or the crown, but the other way you lose everything. Mm-hmm. And people have never, my listeners have realized that it's important and it's later than you think. But they've invested that hour a week and they tape it off the air and they get the subscriptions and they want to know. And it's been available for those who want to know.
Education is powerful.
Well, that's why they say
the more you know,
anymore.
The less easier you're duped. Yes. We're going into a presidential campaign. We yes. have all kinds of wool being pulled over our eyes in daily, yes. daily by these people.
Absolutely.
The more we talk to each other, the more we know.
You have to know.
The more, the less fools we'll be.
Yeah. And you have to know when candidates come through. Oh, my goodness. Oh my. Okay. Please say phone number 375-3082. Well, somebody called you, so they have the number.
Man, 375.
They called information.
Oh, 375. 7275.
And 375-3082.
But I have very smart listeners. They called information.
Yeah.
See how well-educated they
are? We'll make it easy for them.
Sure. See, if I didn't give the number. It's funny, they said, please say the number, and they called you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for the other people who are not...
Well, okay. And Joni called in, or is that Tony? It looks like Joni from Aptos. And incidentally, all of you that are listening, that's a lot of people to call my house, so maybe some of you space it and don't keep the lines busy. But I have plans for what I'm going to do, and you won't be cut off. I'm just not going to announce them on the air. And
well, could you give your mailing address again for people?
Yeah, P.O. Box, write this down, P.O. Box 22511. Carmel 93922.
And you can still communicate with the station.
Yeah, and
communicate through KAZU.
Yeah, through KAZU, and send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Oh, is that my water I left there? Oh, sorry.
No.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Yeah, grabbed a piece of cheese from the pizza. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and because the people in L.A. from Pacifica did, it's ironic that Wednesday night that it went off, that this man called, the program was on from 12 to 1. And during the day, I spent 12 hours just answering mail from that station, one letter after the other, people wanting back tapes, wanting to know what to do. And I sent Roy Tuckman down there about 35 or 40 letters just to see. There were some bikers that are in jail, maybe getting the death penalty, people from Tehachapi Prison, an Iranian, one from Jordan. Two people from Beverly Hills, or two, one an agent for TV documentaries, one wanted to do a documentary on Martin Luther King, and people from all over. I mean, it's from San Diego out to the Palm Desert or whatever. They have a big range. And the people that didn't write, you don't know what they think, but these people were really, you know, thank you, now I see these connections. And I did feel, I might have mentioned on World Watchers before, that there was a series of events I felt things were going to come down, because about 2 weeks before, I wasn't getting my papers one day, and I didn't get the mail the next day. And I called the postmaster, which I do about every 3 years. It happens maybe like election time, like mm-hmm. you say, Orange. And I, you know, have never had any friction or anything with the postal people. But I said, I have to talk to you. I want my mail, you know. Mm-hmm. I want my newspapers. And he said, oh, my God. This is the world's record.
World Watchers, right. World's
oh
record.
My God.
Sir Flows.
He told me how there's 15 guys that separated and it's cling. At the end of the day, everything's on the road. I said, no. I mentioned the relief guy that was on that week. And I said, now tomorrow, he doesn't come in for a week. You call him and you don't say, have you seen anything of May's? You just say, May wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, there were three bags of mail, newspapers and mail. But there is a part of the post office called Seals where they open up to see. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the amount of information or interest flooding in from the L.A. area, partly it did it, too, because once they caught on, it's a huge population.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then mm-hmm. if they saw that, they say, you're not on the air anymore. And I'd spent the day just stuffing envelopes
mm-hmm.
on how to get back tapes. And I have lists of back tapes and... there's 45 pages. I charged $10, just legal size 45 pages of back tapes. And, you know, this is the way that Khomeini came into power. I've talked about on the air. And people who studied the Iranian Revolution, he left Iran and went to Paris. And he made tape cassettes.
Oh.
That's how I happened to go to tape cassettes in 1972. A friend of mine traveled around Europe. And all the might of the SAVAK and all the might of the United States Army and everybody couldn't stop him, because he made cassettes that went into the mosque to the middle class. It's not, mm-hmm. Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
The phones haven't stopped ringing.
I haven't stopped talking. They have Harriet, Josh, John, Robert, Al, Paul. I'll have to write each one of these or give each one a hug and kiss. Maybe I'll have to have some potlucks. I can't believe this.
That's terrific.
You all do deserve
wonderful.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
it is absolutely terrific.
Come to a potluck. The gals there at the station have never been to one. They're really nice. These people are great.
We've gone to a couple, not from the marathon, but
right, other things that you've
Carol
had.
Yeah.
What a cook.
You know, I just
is.
Recently found out KPFA was the first public supported station, and the person who started it, everyone told him he was crazy that you could have a public supported radio station, a non-commercial public supported radio station. And
yeah.
It was like 1949 or something.
I have a book on Pacifica, Don't Glorify It. It was the time when the intelligence community was starting and they wanted to have a viable left, as we put in fascism, to show we have two voices here, mm-hmm. like the Democratic Party mm-hmm. and the Republican. And I was on Bob Vass's WBAI New York for 5 years, and they were just wonderful wildfires after the Watergate story. And Bob Vass was the programmer in the country. People in New York all listened to WBAI. And then along came Clay Felker of the CIA, who wrote for Village Voice, and Mr. Coburn, who moved into this country from England in 1972 when Watergate came down. Alex Coburn, the great liberal, ha, 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 who says he just set up at Berkeley 2 weeks ago that the biggest disservice people could do to the left movement was to investigate assassinations. And that's how Hitler came to power. Alex Coburn came from London and became the viable left. So they wrote a thing up the Maypole in the Village Voice, hard way to raise money, having May and Bob Fass, and that station then literally went broke and has been scrounging and scraping ever since. The station just, they lost their property on 62nd Street they had and went to 34th, and it went into salsa and all kinds of items that didn't really shake the system that went into, you know, different programs that pleased everybody mm-hmm. but didn't rock any boat. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought up Pacifica, because then people are so incensed that they had a fundraising there. We raised thousands of thousands mm-hmm. in Manhattan, and nothing. They stopped sending it. So people began to research on who started Pacifica, and it was the Vera Foundation and the Kaplan Fund and the intelligence community. As a matter of fact, it shocked a few people, maybe. And maybe you don't know this, but when I was doing the thing last week on KPFK, I said, look, you know, it's terrible that one person from an organized group, obviously, because they have these bunkers, they're going to take you where you'll never be seen. I said, it's bad enough for a right-winger who, like, shoots in the church and says, I'm the white supremacist. But don't think that fascism... I'll say this slowly for my listeners, and they know it. I've said it. Don't think fascism comes from the right. It's a seesaw, and fascism comes from the left. And I said that up, and I didn't put it on the program while I was here, but I had it there, and I can say it now, that KPFA has Larry Bensky and Solnicker and Muldaur, I had on the air down there. They're pathological liars, and they're fascists hiding as the left. And that's why you can't get World Watchers or Mae Brussels. They call me when they have a fundraising, Barry Scott, and she does, oh, thanks. Three more. Oh, my God. We have to add this up. Are you adding it up out there? Are they adding this up?
I think the adding machine's broken after this.
And I said, you have fascists, people like Larry Bensky, who carried the Iran-Contra hearing in Washington every day.
If you give them back to me, I'll add them up.
Let me just say, Yvonne and Mike and Mike, what do you think about this response?
Great.
Have you ever seen anything like this? Have you ever really?
It's too bad.
Have you ever? Yeah, but I mean, they could say, well, I'm not going to hear, I'm not going to give. Can you believe in less than an hour what these people are sending?
Your audience is a lot smarter than that, I think.
Huh?
Your audience is a lot smarter,
they're
more
very
well in tune than that.
They are really, tuned in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the other station, while I was on Gazoo, and I'm going off the air now, and I don't like to talk about those people while I'm here, but now I'm back to independent. But when you bring up that they were the first, when I would call Washington, the hearings would go on, and Michael Adeen's name would be mentioned. And I called up, and Bensky, no Mae Brussel. Any ignoramus can call and say something, no boats rock. But if you say, well, as long as Adeen's names came up, talk about the Italian intelligence that he's part of with Francesco Pazienza, and Alexander Haig and our government, Haig, you know, part of this very, very fascist Nazi element with Fritz Kramer. That was his mentor. Hitler's famous general is Haig's mentor, who made him jump over 243 people to become a general at West Point. Well, you can't say that on Pacifica. You can't. They monitor. They have agents in residence, and you can't say that. That's what made this station so special, and KFJC with David Emery and KKUP, because they allowed, because what I was saying was always the truth. But anything that reaches the whole Bay Area, and they have a station, it took Roy Tuckman in Los Angeles, who's been on the air 9 years, who had the courage and saw things coming down and began to play David Emery's tapes, One Step Beyond and Radio Free America, and those are available too if people want to write and don't know about those. It took one man with courage in a population of several million to let people hear it. So it isn't that the, oh my goodness, what is this? Let's see. I don't know, your messages are upside down.
Again, the number is 375-7275.
Okay, I'll take some calls the second hour, and I am going to call Ted Gandolfo. What is Jesse Jackson's role during the Martin Luther King assassination? Big question. That was on, who had him, Larry King, or one of the big people was asking him last week. J. Edgar Hoover wanted to get rid of Martin Luther King, and he was organizing people for higher wages, which is a no-no, an integration. And Jesse Jackson was there at the Lorraine Motel, and he was downstairs, and it was common knowledge that Hoover had a designated black leader and that King should be killed. He told King to kill himself, or otherwise they'd have to kill him. And they had a designated leader. And what Jesse Jackson did, he sort of pulled, but it didn't come off right. When Jackie Kennedy left Dallas, they wanted her to change her clothes when she arrived in Washington, and she said, no, I want them to see what they have done, and she was filled with blood, but the president's head was on her body, and it was blown off. She was jumping the back of the car to get pieces of the skull to put them together, you know, so that was a genuine presence. Jesse Jackson was downstairs, flew up to the balcony, and told people he cradled Martin Luther King when he was dead or dying, which he hadn't done, and he got some blood, and nobody knows how, and it was smeared over him in some way, that he showed up in Chicago and started having press conferences about how it happened, which isn't how it happened, and nobody knows how he got the blood on himself. It was I have a lot of articles, and I've done some on it, and so this week, I forget which program it was, I taped it off there, and they asked him about the story, and he said, well, ask Reverend Kyles, I think his name was, and I have to look it up. He was on the way to another place. Reverend Martin Luther King was supposed to stay at the Holiday Inn, and then certain people, black community and leaders, said, you can't stay there because you should stay in the poor black where the poor blacks stay and don't stay at the hotel. So they switched the reservations. But the man that Jesse Jackson said this week to call wasn't even at the balcony. He says, well, you ask him, and it may be the man who changed the reservations. But they said, well, what do you know? He says, well, don't go back 20 years. Ask Reverend Kyle. He was on the way somewhere. Well, the one who was on the way wasn't smeared with blood. He, you know, and the one that was on the way didn't go to Chicago and hold the press conference. So he became the designated hitter, the spokesman for the blacks. And then when the House Select Committee on Assassinations had a $6 million investigation and said there was a conspiracy, he never has wanted to know who. So, you know, Jesse Jackson has been the safe black candidate, and they build up his ego. And, you know, if a woman can't live in Monterey, in our community, and has worked 6 or 7 years with the military, you're not going to get a black president. So they'll build him up and build him up. And then what do you get? George Bush. You got a message here?
We have 26 pledges, May. We have $900 you've raised so far for KAZU. 26 people have called in.
And also, we had 10 earlier ones.
And
one 200. How much was that? We have to look that up. They called, you gave me the names of those people.
I will
200.
Get that. I'll get that. Amount.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
When they're not going to get. Can you believe that?
I think sometimes when something's about to leave, you appreciate it even more.
Yeah, but even just appreciate it, they may say, well, I miss it and I appreciate it. But to continuously support the station really says a lot.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Because even though public radio, and yeah, with the history that you're giving, it's still the best we've got.
Absolutely.
As far as reaching one another and having access like these programs.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And I can even slip in some notices and news stories. They won't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And send you a newspaper and say, hey, cite this. You know, one of the things I was thinking of doing, I'm working with Barbara Honegger, and we're separating my files, and I always thought there should be a resurrection. Do you remember the Zodiac News Service? Mm-hmm. Did you ever see those? Well, those went out to FM stations all over the country, and you paid so much a month, and you got a package of news each week. And there are many stories that should alert people to appointments, to people who are going to be judges, who trials beginning and so forth that they don't know. And I was thinking of starting a news service where you send it out to the stations and they read on their stations.
That's an idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you still get the information out, but somehow it protects the people doing it.
Yeah. The only thing that's missing out of all of that is making the connections.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And that you have an art at.
Yeah, it's the making the connections of the past to the present that really is what makes me dangerous,
mm-hmm.
is that you're not supposed to. Speaking of connections, this is an article that was in San Francisco Examiner, so it's not very exclusive. It's printed by Randolph Hearst III, okay? Former CIA agent is running covert campaign for George Bush. Oh, another call from Jeff. Can you? Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Jeff.
A 12 by 12.
That's great, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? That's just, okay, thank you. Thank you. I'll do this, and then we'll go back to those other pledges and take a break at the top of the hour. Former CIA officer who is highly critical of the Reagan administration, the way they run covert operations, is promoting the presidential candidacy of George Bush, former CIA director. The CIA operative is Miles Copeland, a covert operation practitioner who served in the CIA in the 1950s. That's when the CIA was formed in 1947. He was a link to Gamal Abdel Nasser, the anti-Israeli Egyptian nationalist leader. Now, if I had a news service and if I were on World Watchers, I'd say that in 1950s, when the CIA helped Nasser, they brought in Otto Skorzeny, another co-partner, Fritz Kramer, running the Pentagon with Henry Kissinger and Alexander Haig. And he brought out and resurrected all the Nazis who had escaped from Europe, many of them, that went to South America, to Argentina, and Bolivia, and Brazil, and set up these Nazi armies that then joined the CIA with the offices in Madrid. And they were setting up the Nazification of the Middle East, because as soon as Israel became a country in 1948, they surrounded it with Nazi armies that could come in later and wipe it out. That's why Egypt is now building American tanks that are going to be aimed at Israel with American defense money. So I would have a news service saying, read Reinhard Galen's Spy of the Century and see who was the army in the 50s when Nasser came in. And you really have the Waffen-SS, the Gestapo. Otto Skorzeny was the epitome of the Waffen-SS. And his Miles Copeland is now going to run the intelligence community. The article says Copeland won a degree of fame in the 60s as an author of The Game of the Nations. True. He says he and other retired CIA officers support Bush. And when he was CIA director, and now, last summer, Copeland sent other retired intelligence operators a paper calling for a radical change. Well, after Watergate and after the MKUltra program and the COINTEL program and the police spying and the FBI spying, Jimmy Carter came in and Stansfield Turner tried to clean out the CIA. And there's a group of ex-agents that were behind the whole General Secord Iran-Contra affair. And now they'll be back in when Bush is in. The ones that were fired were running those operations over there and arming the Contras and so forth. So he's working with these former CIA. He says the fault of the Reagan administration has not been in keeping secrets but doing in stupid things. And Copeland was with Bush would work harder with the Arab nations in approaching Israel. And he's been trained for that since the 50s. Copeland acknowledged that such a view could cause problems for the Bush campaign, because once you own the voting machine, you don't need the Jewish vote.
Mm-hmm.
Israel always got help if you had the Jewish vote. It would cause problems for the Bush campaign. But he said the group believed U.S. support for Israel's integrity should continue. Bush was always wary of Israel's role in a secret weapons deal. Here, Barbara Honegger's done extensive work on Bush sat in Paris and made arrangements for arms to go to Iran, but Israel would do the work for them in return for Reagan winning the election so Bush could be vice president. They used Israel, like they use the blacks and women and Jews and countries. And now he doesn't trust Israel. Without Israel getting arms to Iran to keep Khomeini happy, Bush wouldn't even be vice president. So now he says, you know, well, Israel is in the way. We're just about almost up at the top of the hour. Should we take a break?
Well, she wants to do a quick update.
We have 36 pledges so far, and when I was out there, the phones were ringing, and people were taking more than one pledge at once. We have $1,445 all told so far, not counting the two you have in your hand.
And how about the other 10?
That includes all those.
Okay, and then there's Marilyn and there's Brandon. So this is another 70 right there, just in this 1 hour. Yeah,
we're over $1,500 then for an hour.
Is that pretty good?
That's wonderful.
Oh, God.
How are the other programs doing? Are you doing that per hour?
Music doesn't do quite that much, no.
May, this is a special time. We all know that.
Maybe people should listen to music, but they should read at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
May, we'll be taking calls again at 8 o'clock for those of you who want to talk to her.
Yes, I will. And I just want to say that the views expressed here are those of myself and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kazoo's staff or board of directors. And I want to say that the previous hour, World Watchers, has been made possible in part by Aries Arts. And I want to thank them for this patron grant that they have had. And they're in the heart of Capitola Village, serving Santa Cruz's growing consciousness for over 20 years. And it is Aries Arts that's helping to contribute with Tom, the American swastika. And in appreciation for them having the patron grant, you can also get from Tom a list of books to study the things that I've had on the air so that you know what to do. He has books from A to Z detailing what's been coming down and how it's coming down. And I advise that people, you know, take advantage of that. So we'll take a break for about 1 minute, okay? And then we'll come back on. I'll take calls, and then I'm going to have Ted Gandolfo. But don't call in and ask him. He'll be on with me. Don't talk about his wife and what happened. He's just getting over the trauma of that.